It is time for our second interview of the day, and on 18 March 2021, we're going to observe Word Day, World Young Rheumatic Diseases Day, which is aimed at spreading the word that children and young people get rheumatic diseases too. With me to talk more about this is Julie Martin, the Community Liaison Officer for Arthritis Foundation South Africa, and she runs virtual support groups. Prior to the lockdown, Julie and her team would travel all across the country to educate schools and communities about juvenile idiopathic arthritis. She is also joined by Dr. Weber, a pediatric rheumatologist at Red Cross Hospital. Her interest was sparked after hearing a talk by Professor Scott and by her own challenges with a rheumatic disease. Her goal is to ensure that children in their care get to live their best lives possible. It's brilliant to have you on, and I mentioned that Word Day aims to bring awareness to rheumatic diseases. Julie, how would you explain what rheumatic diseases are to our younger listeners?
I would say our immune system is like, or acts like, little soldiers in our body in an effort to protect it from any viruses, bacteria, or illnesses. But in the case of juvenile idiopathic arthritis, somehow these soldiers become confused, and they now don't recognize that this is my joint in my body. So it wants to destroy that joint. And that's when, you know, when it causes inflammation. And by inflammation, I would explain, you know, when you have a little cut on your finger, not that very day, but the next day, if you look at the finger around the area where the cut is, it's normally red, it's normally swollen, and of course it hurts. This is what happens within the joint. And then of course mommy takes you to the doctor, but better said, a rheumatologist, as they specialize in the disease, and they do a number of tests, and then from there you will go and get treatment, of course, you know, to get this under control.
And Dr. Weber, I mentioned you experienced struggles with your own rheumatic disease. Could you tell us a bit more about this and to help explain what rheumatic diseases are also to our younger listeners?
Being diagnosed with a chronic disease, it wasn't easy. And like many others out there, I had to learn to live with this sort of uncertainty, because it isn't like, you know, you're cutting your finger, you're bruising, and then you're just going to heal over the next few days. The thing that Alex also mentioned earlier about her lupus is that you have to learn to cope with these things, you know. There's the physical changes that happen, and you're not able to do what you could before. You've got to deal with the medication and all those side effects that come with it. But I think for the younger kids, it's just important to know that these are challenges, obviously. You've got to overcome all those negative thoughts in your mind. But you have to realize that there are many, many things that you can still do. And that rheumatic diseases these days, there's a lot more information available to us and a lot more treatment options available. So really, you know, not giving up. Try and do the things as best as you can, and you get through the flares, and you have people around you to support you. So, you know, the message is overwhelmingly a lot more positive than it was maybe 20 years ago. And that's probably what I would say, you know, just keep positive and you will get through this, you know.
And Dr. Weber, Word Day also aims to raise awareness to the general public. Will Red Cross run any campaigns for this day? What's sort of the plan with the pandemic at the moment to still get the word out?
Okay, yes. We are in fact running a Word Day competition. And what we're trying to do is to ask kids to let us hear their voices, let us hear their opinions as to how they feel about their diagnosis. They can either do a song or write a poem, or really just show us how they're dancing around now that their joints have been, you know, sort of healed or treated by the medication that they've been given. And then we're going to also be running a webinar on the 19th of March, that's next Friday, where we're going to showcase the winners. And we're also going to be talking a lot about these things that you're asking now, and aiming it at the primary school learners to just teach them a little bit more about JIA. I think Julie might be able to tell a little bit more about the school and that we're aiming this at.
Yes, as Waiba said now, that these kids at the school, they will be going into the computer lab, and they will be drawing, and there will be games that they will participating in. You know, all about arthritis and how it's explained while the webinar's on, and while doctors are talking about the webinar, they will be doing certain games like word search, bingo. They will be doing all to, you know, increase their understanding about JIA. And this is, you know, to give out more information, to make more awareness in the schools, especially not only for the learners, though, but also for the teachers.
Absolutely.
Because often, you know, when these kids are in school, they are ostracized because they cannot take part in certain activities. And it, the information allows the teachers, you know, to know more about these different types of arthritis and how it affects the kids, not only older persons, because that's one of the misconceptions, that only Gogo gets arthritis. But we know children have arthritis too.
Absolutely.
Well, Julie, Dr. Weber, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for sharing light on this, because I definitely think it's something that people don't necessarily understand. And especially now that you've explained the misconception that it only affects older people, I think that's going to be very useful. All the best for all the initiatives going forward and on the 18th of March. So thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks. And they can also phone our helpline should they need any advice, and then we will put them in contact with the necessary doctors, etc.
And where can that information be found? If they want to phone the helpline or find out more information, where can they go?
They can log on to our website, which is www.arthritis.org.za. Or our helpline number is 0861 30 30 30. 0861 30 30 30.
Brilliant. Easy to remember. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today, guys.
Thanks so much, Alex.